Coming up on the comment program, we're going to be getting the opportunity to visit with Tanya Storr from here in Cherry County, who a week or so ago announced a candidacy for the state legislature. So, Tanya, welcome back to the KVSH microphone.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
So, okay, the first question is why? Why? You've been out of politics now for a couple years. So now you're back in the, putting your hat back in the ring.
That's a fair question. Why? I guess I'm going to give you a little story that might set up the answer to why. And if you'll bear with me. So when my husband and I moved back home after I graduated college, which has been a few years ago now, 1990, I believe, okay. We moved south of Merriman there, where we live now. And I quickly got involved on the local school board, which at that time, no one campaigned for those positions. They were looking for someone willing to serve at that on all those school boards. But, you know, that was really when I birthed my interest in policy, politics to some level. But it was the time, if you remember, when the legislature was making a big push to close all of our Class 1 schools.
Right.
And at that time, Cherry County had 19 Class 1 schools dispersed across our 4 million acres of county. And I was very interested in defending our schools because my children were going to need to attend one, as many other kids in this county needed as well. And so I jumped in. I ended up getting involved on a local level. We had our Cherry County School Association, I think it was called.
Right.
Yep. And I was the legislative rep on that. Spent a lot of time traveling to Lincoln, testifying in front of the Education Committee. And the defining moment, there's a couple of very clear memories for me that I've looked back that I think sparked a fire in me to get involved. And one was a senator, and I don't remember his name, but I do remember he was serving, I believe, the Beatrice area. And he was point blank asked about, what about the family who lives 60 miles from town? And this was in regards to his support of consolidation of schools. And his response was, that's their problem. And that was the day that I really woke up to the reality that we in rural Nebraska were greatly underrepresented, that the powers of eastern Nebraska, where the people are, had a gross misunderstanding of our lifestyle and what our needs were. And more so, it didn't appear that they really cared. The why is because I believe that we have to have strong representation out here in the 43rd District. Obviously, this is a huge landmass, a huge area of the state, and there's not very many representatives
right.
to go to Lincoln and to make sure we have a seat at the table. And so, you know, it's really started 30 years ago. And in addition to my understanding of the need for us to be understood and represented was tax policy. And that's when I really started to understand how the system worked, how TEOSA worked. And I've seen a lot of evolution take place in that formula over the last 25, 30 years. And it seems like every time we lose a little more ground out here in rural Nebraska. And so, you know, those are two of my big passions of why. Why throw my name back in the hat? I would follow that up with this. We have got to get back to legislating and policymaking from the standpoint of principles, and those core principles that made this country the greatest, freest, most prosperous nation in the history of the world. And as I have witnessed, just whether I'm watching the legislature or I listen to debates on social media or on TV or wherever it may be, there's a theme, and it seems like there's very little basis of principle in decisions, that a lot of things are really emotionally based and emotionally charged. And the old saying, you recall, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so really coming back to those core principles, things like limited government, individual rights, acknowledging that government does not give us our rights. Government is here to protect our rights. And so, you know, getting back to the basics.
Okay, good. This is not your first foray into state politics, or you've been involved in several statewide Blueprint Nebraska. There was a DOT task force that you were on. So you have been involved with other people from across the state of Nebraska to kind of get the whole picture, I guess.
I have. I've been very fortunate to be invited to participate in some of those statewide board positions, everything like, I see, again, years ago, Class Ones United Board was kind of where I started. And more recently, as you mentioned, Blueprint Nebraska was put together, I think about 5 years ago now, by then Governor Rick